Talk with the Purpose is the show. Saturdays, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi. We talk to the one and only Seth Grossman. And Seth, I forgot to thank you for filling in for me, but thank you for filling in for me.
Well, John, it was fun, and I didn't have to go to France and Italy to pick up a cold. I just had to visit my grandchildren for the holidays. So I saved some time and effort. Anyway, for libertyandprosperity.com, we're meeting every Saturday morning, 9:30 to 10:30. Everybody's welcome to come. It's at Sal's Cafe in Summers Point. We invite everybody to go to the libertyandprosperity.com website. And, you know, we only reach about 5,000 to 10,000 people directly. But if you go to our post and you go to our articles and you share our stuff, we have at the bottom of each post a Facebook icon and an X or Twitter icon. Just click it. Just copy and paste the post, and you could quadruple how many people we reach. And it's so important because the media just – and you'll see when you go to our stuff, you'll see stuff that you won't find anywhere else that's very important. And the only way people are going to find out about it is if you help us tell people about it. So we have that going on. We're still giving out our teaching calendars. We have about 800 left. We'd love to get good homes for those 800 calendars before Christmas. So, in fact, they have a free a newspaper called Sure Local, with Santa Claus and his dog on the beach, the latest issue being passed around. So on the last page, it gives you all the details of how to get our calendar and how to hand it out and how important it is. So I hope people use the last week or two to get that out, because it's, we all know what's wrong with America, but it's very nice to know what made America great in the first place. And we have about two dozen stories that, most of us older boomers all know about, but most of our kids and grandkids don't know about this stuff, and it's important. So please help us out with that.
Will do, and maybe we'll give some away on the air.
Okay. We're not doing this as a fundraiser project. So if anyone wants to pick them up, I could even bring some to any location. We're bringing them to bookstores, to restaurants. So if you know anyone in any location that's willing to display them or hand them out, let us know and we'll bring them there. That's our priority. But that's our hopeful project. Of course, the other normal stuff that's going on. What's the big headline in today's paper? 41-year-old Jerome Holly, a man released early from prison and living in Absecon, was arrested yesterday for murdering 45-year-old Mamadou Touré in the driveway of his home in Pleasantville last October. Of course, all those stories are normal in America. You read these murders every day, no protest, no memorial services, no flags at half-staff, no mention of race of the victim or the perpetrator in any news report. That only happens in those very rare situations where the shooter is white. So if it doesn't give the race of the shooter, you can almost guess with certainty, the race of the victim and the race of the perpetrator, but it's just normal everyday news. Also in today's Press of Atlantic City, the editorial, finally complaining about New Jersey putting every obstacle in the way of maintaining natural gas pipelines. PSNG wanted to spend $900 million to upgrade and replace the natural gas pipelines in North Jersey. The state is refusing to issue permits. And of course, anybody who has tried to even install a gas grill in your backyard, they'll find out the state will charge you $2,500 for permits just to build maybe a 20-foot pipe because they're trying to get rid of all fossil fuels. And, of course, we're paying a high price because the state would not give permits for natural gas pipeline to that Beasley's Point power plant by milepost 28 of the Parkway. They blew up the whole power plant, and we're paying a lot more for more unreliable electricity. But it's nice to know the Press of Atlantic City finally noticed that and made an editorial about it.
Okay. What else is going on today?
Well, this is going to get me in trouble because I have to give the disclaimer whenever I talk about Trump or DeSantis that 2/3 to 3/4 of the folks who come to our Liberty and Prosperity Breakfast are for Trump and 1/4 to 1/3 are for somebody else. But the debate between Gavin Newsom, the Democratic governor of California, and Ron DeSantis, the Republican governor of Florida, was very significant. And I think it's clear that DeSantis won the debate, and he won it the way every Republican should win a debate against a Democrat. It was fact-based. There were no personal insults. DeSantis made a very strong case that the conservative Republican things he did in Florida made the people there a lot better off than what the Democrats did with their woke policies in California. And as a result, a lot of people were moving from California to Florida and from New Jersey and Pennsylvania, New York to Florida because DeSantis was doing a lot of stuff right. And I think whatever your opinion is, and I'm just giving this personally, whatever you think of Trump or DeSantis, you have to agree that DeSantis showed how Republicans win debates against Democrats and win elections. Now, why do I think this is important? Because a lot of Trump supporters are saying that Democrats stole the 2020 election by stealing a few hundred thousand votes in a close election in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. And that could very well be true because Democrats steal a couple thousand votes in every election. They've been doing it for 100 years. But it's also true that Trump lost more than a few hundred thousand votes. At least I'm going to challenge a Trump supporter. That remember that last debate between Trump and Biden in 2020?
Yes.
Does anybody think that Trump gained votes in that debate? I think it was almost cringeworthy. I think he lost a lot of votes. So if you would say that Trump lost more votes in the debate, the TV debate, than the Democrats stole, then you could also say that Trump would have won the election in spite of the Democrat cheating if he was better at these debates. So these debates are important. They change voters' minds. So you could have a candidate being ahead in the polls before debate, but if there's a very good performance or a very bad performance, the poll numbers will go up or down depending on the importance. And I think that Trump, by not debating, is really... sooner or later, he's going to have to debate. Do you think that Trump could go into a November election next year if he wins the nomination and say, I'm not going to debate the Democrat?
No, can't do that.
He's going to have to debate sooner or later, and wouldn't it be fair to Republican voters to see whether Trump has improved his debating skills since 2020?
Yeah, so I would think so, yeah.
Anyway, that's my personal thoughts, and I'm sure I'll hear about it when I walk into the meeting Saturday. but here's and I'd just like to mention some inside baseball. I heard some people complain during parts of the debate that both DeSantis and Newsom were talking over each other, and why couldn't they behave as gentlemen? And I could tell you, as a candidate who's been through this, it's just unavoidable, because if one candidate breaks the rules and talks when he's not supposed to talk, and the other candidate politely listens to the other candidate just breaking the rules and saying whatever he wants to say and making all these arguments, the candidate who follows the rules is going to look weak and lose points. So if one candidate breaks the rules, the other candidate has to break the rules. Otherwise, he's going to lose. And it's really up to the moderator to restore order. And you see that in wrestling matches, you see that in fights. That is the job of the referee to control it, because again, if one side breaks the rules and punching the other guy has to fight back and break the rules also. So it's just one of those things. But that's you can't avoid it. I guess the most important thing going on right now, of course, is the 6 to 8 million people who are illegally in this country and pouring into the border every day. And when I was in Florida last week, I got a firsthand view of that. I was getting a Lyft ride. You know, it's Uber and Lyft are the two ride services. And my driver told me he just came to this country 4 months ago from Cuba. And I said, well, how did that happen? You know, because, you know, nobody's coming from Cuba to Florida these days. He says, oh, no, I didn't go to from Cuba to Florida. I went from communist Cuba to communist Nicaragua. And I said, well, how did he end up in Florida? And he said, well, just 4 months ago, he goes to Nicaragua and he gets a free bus ride to Texas, free food, free hotels, walks across the border into Texas. And I said, well, how'd you get into Texas? I mean, here you're driving Uber. You have a job. You know, how you doing this? He said, oh, I got asylum. I said, well, how'd you get asylum? I said, did you have a hearing? He said, oh, no, there's no hearing. They just give you papers. I applied for asylum. I filled out the form and they give it to me. And here I am in Florida. And I said, how'd you get to Florida? Oh, yeah, we get the, free bus here and free food and free hotel and everything there. And I said, well, when's your hearing coming up? Because as a lawyer, you can't just say I want asylum. It's very hard to get asylum. We have immigration laws. You have to prove that you have a well-founded fear of persecution in your home country, and you have to have witnesses and document it. So I asked this guy, well, when's your hearing coming up? He says, oh, no, there is no hearing. I'm in. So, and by the way, we had the entire conversation in Spanish because he didn't speak a word of English. So this is what's happening. So what can you do about it? Well, there's nothing that Congress can do about it as far as, like, passing money for border security, because basically all the money that Congress gave Biden for border security, Biden is spending on hotels and free food and transportation for the people illegally coming in claiming asylum. The only way you fix this is to declare that Biden is committing an impeachable offense by violating his oath of office. He takes an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. He takes an oath to pursue the executive power of the federal government, which is to enforce the immigration laws. So he's blatantly not enforcing the immigration laws. And what I do not understand is why Republicans, instead of talking about Hunter Biden and the laptop and this and the check, I mean, right before your eyes in plain view, every day Biden is violating the Constitution by allowing an invasion of 8 million people. And I've seen evidence of it myself just by getting a taxi ride from, to the airport. With this guy telling me exactly how he got into this country without any law being followed, and he's rewarded for it. So, that's the frustration we have right now.
And yet all these people who need money, who are in this country legally, are suffering. Go figure. Yeah. Go figure.
Absolutely. And I guess my final point is before I went down to Florida, I found out I had to pay my tax bill. I missed the notice in Atlantic City, so I had to go in person to City Hall with a certified check because a tax payment was 2 weeks late. And all I noticed, and I hadn't been to Atlantic Avenue by in Center City in a while, but my God, Atlantic City, and I don't want to pick on Atlantic City because what happens to America always seems to happen in Atlantic City first. But I'm not even going to use the word homeless. That's a propaganda term. The streets are filled with bums and hobos. The traffic lights don't work. So you're riding down Pacific Avenue, and you hit a red light, and then all the other lights are green when your light is red. So you go three blocks, and you hit another red light. So, oh. I mean, nothing is working. Nobody cares that nothing is working. The streets are filled with bums. There's trash and garbage all over the street. There was no heat in City Hall. There's no heat in public housing. It's like nothing works. There are no consequences for anything. And one other footnote I found out. How much does it cost to educate each student in the Atlantic City public schools?
$27,000.
That's what they tell you. But if you go to the website, it'll show they have something called a user-friendly budget that, you know, and there are two charts. One says they spent $297 million last year. The other chart shows they spend $224 million a year. They have 7,000 students. If you do the arithmetic, Atlantic City Public Schools are spending anywhere from $32,000 per student to $42,000 per student. And what products are coming out of this system? All the students know how to do. They can't add up a column of numbers, can't read, can't write, can't do critical thinking, can't have a discussion based on something they read. But all they know is that America is an evil country, and because if you're in a part of a certain race or ethnic group, you're entitled to something that has to be taken away from somebody else. So how do we fix something like that? We got to go back to the basics, and that's what we do at Liberty and Prosperity. You can't appeal to voters if voters have no idea, you know, that the purpose of a free country is not that you vote to get something from somebody else. The idea is that you're free to apply your talent and skill to do something you want to do and are good at doing, and you do service for somebody else and they pay you money for it, and that's how you succeed. So that's our goal, and it's daunting, but we have to start somewhere. So that's why we have libertyandprosperity.com.
And you're going to end up on time today. How about that?
Absolutely. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for filling in again.
And let me head on over.
Okay. Thank you. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, the website libertyandprosperity.com, and of course the meeting every Saturday, 9:30 to 10:30 at Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on Groveland Avenue in Summers Point. I'm John DeMasi. It's Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.